59. Reconciliation. Howard, October 22, 30, Odin. I was standing at the Fibrex wall, staring out into the Odin airscape, when Bridget came up and put her hand on my shoulder. The subdued and silent approach made me turn to look at her, already expecting trouble. Her eyes had a look, haunted, surprised maybe, but not horrified, not panicked. I cocked my head, waiting for her to talk. She tried several times to smile, before finding her voice.
I've been invited to a wedding.
Those are always nice. Whose?
Howie's.
My eyebrows went up. Hasn't he skipped a few steps? Bridget smiled.
I've missed quite a bit of my children's lives, it seems. But your idea of having Riker's relatives...
She grimaced.
You know what I mean. Of having them talk to him seems to have helped.
So he's talking to you?
And Leanne will be there, according to Howie. I should give her some time, and she'll come around.
Rosie? Bridget shook her head.
She laid down an ultimatum. If I showed up, she won't. Or if you do, for that matter.
She seems pissed. Bridget winced, and I immediately regretted the flippant comment. Sorry, Bridge.
It's probably permanent, Howard. She is who she is. She won't back down. Howie said he wanted his children to be able to know their grandmother. He had to make a choice.
So, when?
It's in less than a month. I've already asked Dex to make me a Bridget android. And you're invited as well.
She gave me the hairy eyeball.
And yes, you'll be wearing a suit.
I was wearing the suit and tie. Again. That was okay, though. Because I got to see Bridget in full getup. She wore a green dress, of course, to go with the red hair. You'd think it would be cliche, but apparently not when done right. In my opinion, it was done very, very right. Bridget had held on to her apartment in Landing. Originally, I think it was just nostalgia on her part, but now it was turning out to be useful. We could keep our androids here when not in use, and otherwise have a permanent address on Vulcan. At the appropriate time, we called for one of the communal transpods and gave the AMI driver the address of the church. The wedding was, well, wedding-like. Catholic, of course. Howie looked a little older, a little more mature. His bride, Angelina, was beautiful as only a bride can be. I found myself tearing up, which surprised me a little. It wasn't actually my family, after all, but that didn't seem to matter. At the reception, Bridget finally came face to face with her son. There was a moment of hesitation, and I braced myself to intervene. But it passed, and Howie embraced his mother. The hug lasted longer than you'd normally expect. Neither seemed inclined to break. I took that as a good sign. Finally, they moved apart, wordlessly. Then it was my turn. I stuck out my hand. Congrats, kiddo. He took the hand and grinned at me. Thanks, Howard. I don't really have to call you uncle anymore, do I? I laughed. Call me whatever you want, Howie. It's all good. I looked at Bridget, who was barely holding back her own tears. And call me whenever you want as well. We're always around. We moved aside to let the line advance. That wasn't bad, I said to Bridget. She didn't answer, and I noticed that she was staring off into the distance. I followed her gaze and saw Leanne. I'll be over at the buffet. Food calls. Bridget nodded and walked toward her daughter. I was just polishing off some excellent roast beast when Bridget sat down beside me. And? She sighed and looked at me.
Rosie is emigrating to Romulus.
Seems a bit extreme.
That's Rosie, Howard. Never back down, never compromise. She's cut off her brother and sister.
Bridget's eyes were tearing up.
Howard, am I being selfish? Should I just leave?
Oh, Bridget, there comes a point where you can't be the one always doing the accommodating. Everyone's tried with Rosie. It's now time for her to do a little compromising, and I don't see it happening. She nodded, but she was still not happy. Look, you can try reconnecting with her children, eventually, assuming she has any. Remember, we've got forever. Bridget sighed and nodded again. I pointed to Howie, who was dancing with his bride, and Bridget's face brightened. Family. Good, bad, or nasty, you had to deal with them.